So here's a brief review of the three inflammatory endotypes that we have come to understand thus far. So we have type 1 and type 3. In our Western population, these are less dominant, with the type 2 being the most prevalent. You can see there's different effector cells, and we'll touch on the type 2 effector cells a little more. You'll also know there's some overlap. The cytokines between each ones are different, with the type 2 cytokines being primarily being driven by IL-4, IL-5, and IL-13. You'll notice that type 1 tends to have more of an infectious look with purulent nasal discharge. It's more commonly seen without polyps, and that has that higher female to male distribution, although type 3 also will have purulent discharge whether it has polyps or not. And then the type 2 inflammation is most strongly associated with nasal polyps, but we'll also see that particular inflammatory endotype in asthma and other disorders.